Orders. That's what we doctors give to nurses, technologists, and other so-called ancillary healthcare workers. We're telling, not asking them, to do something our patient needs. That's how the system works, and for good reason. Someone has to sit in the director's chair and maintain consistent vision. Like the military, medicine has a hierarchy, clearly defined and known to all. This promotes efficiency, delineates responsibilities, and generally functions well. Communication lines are set. Players know their boundaries. The accepted argot does not rely on niceties, and everybody's fine with that. Too often, though, it seems power really does corrupt. Doctors behave badly, treating those below them on the ladder with scorn and condescension. Yes, we work too many hours. We stay up all night on call, or miss our kids' games because we're in the OR. We don't have time or energy to exercise, and we're ever mindful that the buck stops smack on top of us. We've spent a big chunk of our lives in school, and we know an amazing amount of stuff. But that doesn't make us gods or entitle us to act like jerks. Recently, a colleague blew up at one of our techs. She'd been trying to help him with an order and pointed out an error. Later, he apologized, sort of, but insisted that his rank trumped all and should have been respected. Rudeness is popping out all over these days, not just in medicine. Like other nasty things, it tends to be contagious, and little lapses can have larger consequences. Studies have shown, for example, that patient outcomes are worse in ICUs where incivility is rampant. Perhaps we all need to step back, do a little yoga breathing, and get our collective blood pressure down a notch or two. Courtesy isn't just a virtue. It's crucial for society to function. Respect is definitely a two-way street. With a perspective, I'm Peggy Hansen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.